There are currently 16 mental health courts operating around Michigan. The Michigan House has now approved a package of bills that could lead to more mental health courts. The package is being taken up today by the Senate Judiciary Committee. One of the champions of the mental health court is my next guest, Chief Probate Judge in Wayne County, Judge Milton Mack. Welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you for having me again.
So before we get to the package of bills now working its way through Lansing, please take us back to really what has driven you to become such a champion of this cause of these mentally ill defendants that you've seen over the years in your court.
Well, I've been watching these cases for the last 23 years, and it seems as though I see the same people over and over again with too quickly who aren't getting better. And the thing that bothers me the most is people come in looking for help and can't get it, or they've been stalled by the mental health system and can't get access. The system is not designed to provide early access to people when it would do the most good. It's been a glaringly obvious problem to me for the last 20 years. I served on the Governor's Mental Health Commission back in 2004. We made about 70 recommendations to fix the system. So far, I think they've worked on two or three of them, but I am pleased to see a little more activity right now.
With this package. So what you're saying is people who are mentally ill are going off the rails for a variety of reasons, running afoul of the law. They wind up in your court
right. And
in other courts around Michigan, and then wind up in prison. And we have seen estimates that, something in the neighborhood of at least 20% of inmates in Michigan prisons are severely mentally ill?
I think that's a fair statement. Actually, back in the 50s, there were about 550,000 people in mental hospitals across the country. Today, less than 50,000. But there are over 380,000 people with severe mental illness in prisons in America today.
Mm.
So we really didn't deinstitutionalize, we transinstitutionalized.
Yeah, moved them over to the prisons and jails.
Right.
So tell us, what is a mental health court, and how does it help address this problem?
Well, the mental health court is a small part of a big solution. What it does is address the needs of people who have mental illness that's untreated, who get in trouble with the law. And then when they're in the criminal court, they enter into agreements to accept treatment. And if this treatment is successful and they do well, then they can go back about their normal lives. And it's a good thing, because people who do get in trouble because of the mental illness, there should be a way to help them.
It's certainly not putting them in prison.
Not putting them in prison. But as I see it, mental health courts are a part of the bigger solution. They should not be the first resort. They should be the last resort.
Ah.
And what we should do is design a system which is easy to access, still protects rights, but allows people to get treatment before they get in trouble.
So you're really talking of a fundamental overhaul in Michigan's mental health system.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
The legislature made an effort a few years ago when they passed Kevin's Law. But Kevin's Law doesn't work because it's too complicated.
And remind us again about Kevin's Law.
So the idea was that Kevin's Law, you could get early treatment. But the problem was they created serious roadblocks to that treatment. So as I sit here today as a probate judge, mm-hmm. it's easier for me to order inpatient hospitalization than it is to order outpatient counseling. That's just backwards and it's wrong.
And not cost effective at all.
Totally ineffective.
Well, you're encouraged by the fact that the House has passed this package of bills, and now it's going before the Senate Judiciary Committee today as we speak. What would this package do?
What this package would do is create the framework for these mental health courts. Currently, the mental health courts are authorized by the Supreme Court through these pilot projects.
Okay.
This is to legitimize the mental health courts and allow for people who do get in trouble to be diverted into a mental health treatment situation.
So it basically creates this statutory framework, and we could see these courts all throughout Michigan.
You could, yes.
They've been tested, in a sense, with 16. And there was an evaluation, a three-year evaluation of 10 of Michigan's 16 mental health courts. And what did that evaluation find?
It said that it works. If you provide treatment to people, they will not commit more crimes. Recidivism will drop. Of course, we could always apply the same principle at the beginning.
Mm.
So they don't get in trouble in the first place.
So they don't wind up in court.
Right.
But we have to at least – you seem encouraged by the fact that –
Oh, I am. I look at a mental health court as part of a continuum of addressing a problem. If we start in the front end when people become incapacitated and then treat them, That's the place to start. But we always recognize that some people are going to end up still getting in trouble. And for those people, the mental health court should be there to help them. But it should be a last resort, not the first resort.
Now, I have seen some criticism of the mental health court because of the fact that the way it stands now, that if someone completes their program, that case is discharged or dismissed and records are closed to the public. There are some critics who call this a secret court system.
I suppose you could make that argument. But the whole point is this is a person who got in trouble because of a mental illness, and we want to correct that. We have in Michigan's guardianship system, people who are subject to guardianships have a right to have a private hearing. These are essentially personal matters, and our goal should be to correct the problem, mm-hmm. not carry on with continuous punishment.
And have a stigma
right.
attached. But now there are some delineations as far as which defendants would
right.
be eligible. Can you explain that to us?
Well, some of the mental health court legislation would limit the application of these cases to people who have not committed a violent act.
Okay.
The fact is that the funds that are available to take care of people are limited, so it is a rationing system. But the fact of the matter is, whether someone is violent because of mental illness or not, they should be treated. I mean, the two things that I would advocate would be that we have to, first of all, reduce the roadblocks to treatment.
All of that stuff you talked
right.
about at the beginning.
Reduce those roadblocks, and then you have to simplify the legal process. Currently, there are multiple processes to get into the court system, and they're confusing.
Hmm.
They're not user-friendly. What we should be aiming at doing is having a full, fair hearing to determine if someone is incapacitated by mental illness and should get treatment, and what kind of treatment should they get. We're not looking to order involuntary hospitalization. We're looking to order perhaps substance abuse counseling because we know that mental illness and substance abuse is a comorbidity. They go together often. But the mental health code separates it.
Mm. Well, we see the fact that it was bipartisan support that got this package through the state house, and now it's heading on to the Senate. So what I'm wondering is what kind of political will is there? As you have, I'm sure, many discussions with policymakers and legislators, is the political will there in Lansing to see this further?
That's hard to tell. I think there's the political will to address the issue, but whether there's the political will to put the money behind it is really the question, because there are other ideas being discussed up there, but in terms of providing the funds to actually make this happen, That's the real problem. The fact is that mental health funding in Michigan has been cut dramatically in the last decade. So if you don't have the funding, you can't provide the treatment. And the fact is that we don't have an adequate outpatient treatment system in place to help people who are mentally ill right now, and that will take money.
Judge Milton Mack is the chief probate judge of Wayne County. Thank you so much for coming in and talking with us.
Oh, you're welcome, Cynthia.